we're going to go ahead and get rocking and rolling. I want to let everybody know, as I try and do on a regular basis, next Saturday, I will be on an airplane, but that's no excuse not to jump on the call, because I have rounded up with 7 gold wellness consultants, and they will remain nameless, because basically they are going to teach you and show you and give you some tips on how to be in Mexico for free at Nikan's expense. So basically they're just all going to say, hey, I'm going to Mexico. You want to join me? And they're going to show you and tell you some of the things that they're doing to get there. So if you want to join the crowd, jump on the call next Saturday morning. And then the Saturday after that, I've got a testimony lined up that I'm actually going to send you out in advance so you can read about it, but it's going to blow your socks off. I mean, literally blow your socks off. Absolutely incredible. So anyhow, but we're just going to jump into thing, and I've got two excited individuals right here in front of me. One is from Idaho, and the other is from Arizona, and there's going to be several other people that are going to jump on the call, and we're just going to do rapid fire here as they walk into the Austin Convention Center. My illustrious sidekick, Stacy, pregnant sidekick right now. Actually, I'm the sidekick, and she's the main thing, but she's grabbing people and sending them in here to jump on the phone. But we are at the Pathfinder Summit. This is the annual Nuggets from the Summit. And yesterday we had Anthony Beauvais, who is the developer of the magnetic technology. And so in between people that are right here in front of me, I'm just going to share some of the things. But I will let beauty go before bronze. Jeannie Zeden is from Phoenix, Arizona. And I just want her to share a little bit about what she's gleaned. And this is your first Pathfinder Summit, right, Jeannie? No, her second. So she's going to tell you what she's gleaned in the first 2 days. So, Jeannie?
Hi, everybody. Well, this is, you have to come if you haven't been here before. This is my second time, and I got to bring one of my downline girls with me, and we had a great time. We drove all the way out from Phoenix, 1,000 miles, and took it in 2 days. And just being here and rubbing shoulders with all these excited people is probably my favorite thing. And, of course, the speakers, to see the silvers and the golds and the platinums and all the way up. And then some say they get to share their stories and what they're, what they've gone through and their excitement, and to see them getting pinned. And it's just really awesome. When I go home, I have to sit there and listen and go through my notes and let everything sink in, because everything's pretty packed in here. So, what I'm going to take away from this at this point is to just do it. jump in and go for the gold, and because I'm going to the conference, I'm going to the leadership conference in October. So. That's my nugget. Just do it.
Thanks, Jeannie. And by the way, I didn't do much of a setup call for Bradley to get this recorded, so we're just doing rough and ready here. But now I've got with me Maurice Wilkie from Idaho, and he's part of the Brody Craney genealogy. And he said some things yesterday on the stage that just were incredibly profound. And Maurice, you've been in Nikan for 2.5 years, so I'm just going to hand the phone to him, and he's going to share a bit. So take it away.
Hey, Don.
Hey, everybody. It's good to be here. As Vance mentioned, I am on the Brody Craney team, and when we started 2.5 years ago, we were not participating in Pathfinders yet. Brody would come up from Logan up to Rexburg, Idaho, and he would give us an amazing presentation. And I would look at him, you know, he'd been at that point in the business about 8 years, and I'd look at him and I'd say, well, I don't want to wait 8 years to get the knowledge that he has and to be able to do that type of a presentation. Then we started doing Pathfinders, and it was really cool, because what I realized is that people are very difficult to duplicate. And I was trying to duplicate Brody. And anybody who knows Brody knows that that's a tough thing to do. However, systems are very easy to duplicate. And with Pathfinders, we have a very easy system that's not only duplicable, but it is self-perpetuating. As you teach people how to do Pathfinders, it's so simple they can pick it up after just a couple of times, they can start doing it themselves, and then they can teach their own leaders. And basically what I'm doing is I am working myself out of a job with this Pathfinder system, and it's just been an incredible journey. We're excited about it. We are also planning on, we will be in Mexico in October, and we hope to see you all there.
Thank you very much, Maurice. Appreciate it. And just walked in the door is Stephen Crowfoot. Everybody knows Stephen. What is your website again that you were so nice to let people go and listen to these calls and the lifestyle calls and all the rest of them?
LifestyleSupport.org.
LifestyleSupport.org. So that's www.lifestylesupport.org. And see, this is your first Pathfinder Summit?
It is.
Okay, it's his first. So he's a newbie. And like Maurice just shared, that all of us have literally, Steve just shared that his brain is on information overload, and we've still got a whole day ahead of us yet. But Steve, just share with the group what you've gleaned from it thus far, what you're going to walk away with it. So you could boil it down like we did last night with the silvers, the new silvers. Got one word to walk across the stage and share what they're going to do and what they're going to encourage people to do. But you can take more than one word.
Vance, this has been a tremendous opportunity to grow and to learn. And what I'm going to be taking away is the fact that it's fun, it's simple, people can do it, I can do it, it's so simple. And last night on stage, a young lady that had been hurt so severely that she literally didn't have a memory for a while, she couldn't even remember who she was or anything that was going on, and because of the products and her experiences with the products, she's come back and she can make a presentation because she could say, hand somebody the ABC guide and say, here, read this. And they read it and they got excited and they got in. And she's building a business and she was on stage last night. So that's what I'm taking away from it, is it's simple. We don't have to do everything in the world to make it happen. We can just make it happen. So come next time, and we're having a fun today.
Thank you so much, Steve. And I've got with me now, and she hit her name tag, Connie Furr. Am I pronouncing? From Wisconsin, but she's really not from Wisconsin. She's from here, which means she drinks sweet tea, and y'all come back now, that kind of Connie. And she lives in Wisconsin now, though, and she shared the other day, I believe that was on Thursday, about some of the challenges that she has gone through to build the business in the dead of winter in Wisconsin when everybody's not running around in the Bermuda shorts and bikinis, right? So share with the group, and first summit or second? Third summit. So she's an inaugural. So you were here at the beginning. But Connie, share with the group some of the things that you've done to build your business, utilizing the Pathfinder system, and then how you can actually do it when nobody wants to come to your in-home because it's freezing, and what you do to entice them to get them there.
Hello, everyone. This is Connie. And as Vance said, I live over on the west side of the state of Wisconsin, and we were talking yesterday. I don't know if y'all have all seen yet the new in-home preview that's available on the Pathfinder website. But this program makes it so simple. It's awesome. It's basically Rick Murphy's ABC guide presentation, but a little bit different because right in the middle of the presentation, about the fourth or fifth page, it actually tells you at the bottom of the page, put DVD here. And so all you do is you just read through the pages, and then when you get to the place that says play DVD, that's the one from the Healthier You magazine, Is Your Home a Healthy Home? And you just play that, and then you up the last four or five pages that discusses the refer and connect and the duplication. And I think what Vance was wanting me to share with you, they all asked me, well, how do you do this? And I said, when it's 15 below outside, have y'all ever tried to get someone to come out and go attend a preview? They won't do it. So what I do is I love the in-home because of that. I invite them over. I put pizza in, and we just have fun. We just have a gob of fun. We started off by having a friendly conversation. I learned this from Dennis Williams, the FRISBE acronym, friendly conversation. And eventually I relate it to my business, And as soon as I do that, I just start with that in-home preview. And then I, you know, check for interest, and then I share my story, and then I book the appointment. So, but the main thing is, I think that everybody likes is, you've got to remember, it's not what you say to them, it's how you make them feel. So as soon as we're done with the presentation, what I do while they're wanting to visit and talk about things, I get out the Mag Creator and give rollouts. And it seems to work real well. Everybody has fun. That's always my goal, is to make them laugh and have fun, relax, and feel good. So you can't beat that. Just put on a few simple snacks and then let them have fun. If they've got any questions, you just answer them. It's all about being friends and just relating to each other. So I guess that's about all I've got to say, and I'll turn you back over to Vance. And y'all have a great day. Just remember, relax, have fun, and keep it simple.
Thank you so much, Connie. Now we've got one who, well, she didn't come as far as the last one I just grabbed, but she drove over 1,200 miles, and I referred to her before. And this is Jerry Hickson. She's been at New Kent for a while, but she learned a few things since being here the last couple of days. So, Jerry, it's all yours.
Hello, partners. We're learning about partners here in Texas. And, oh, yes, I drove 1,219 miles. And we drove all night, took three-hour shift driving, just getting here. I have someone, one of my partners that came to one of the first ones, and she's been telling me about it. And I am so glad I did come, because I got to meet her here. I hadn't seen Beth Strickland in about 2 years, so that was real exciting to meet her. We talk about every other day. But the thing Vance asked me to tell you is the biggest thing I learned. I have been in Nican since October the 12th, 1997. It was Columbus Day. I discovered a whole new world. But I have been kind of doing the same thing. And the biggest thing I've learned is the simplicity of it, of using the Pathfinder program, because last night, actually, too, the president's wife, Bob Richards' wife, I think her name is Jean, actually spoke. I'd never even seen her, met her. Her son and grandchildren were even up on stage, but she told a little story about a truck stuck in the muck that she reads to her grandchildren, and I thought, that's been me. I've been the truck stuck in the muck, kind of doing the same thing and not really moving forward. And I can see the little bit that I've started using this Pathfinder program even before I came is just really working. And then I've just got reinforced, yes, this is the track for me. This is the track. So I've just been real excited about it. And I can see me going golden, going to the Leadership Summit in Cancun. I'm excited about that. So I'm going to give it back to Vance.
Thanks so much, Jerry. Okay, and I grabbed a couple other people here, and then other people are walking in, and I'm suspectively not having any idea what I'm doing to them, but that's okay. When NECAN opened in Norway a few years ago, I think the record still stands today, if I'm not mistaken. She's nodding her head. Yeah, she thinks so, too. These guys, Morten and Cecil Anderson, set a record over 400,000 personal group volume in the first month. Am I correct? Something like that. She's being shy and humble. And anyways, but I just grabbed Cecil, and I want her to share. Now, those of you guys who are not ethnicistically, or let me rephrase that, those of you who are language challenged, okay, I want you to put your Norwegian filter on right now, okay? And you can hear Cecil just share a little bit about what they've been able to do in Europe and then about maybe what they're going to share today. And she said, I got a bad appointment in 15 minutes. I said, well, I don't want you to share for 5. So this is Cecil Anderson and her husband, who's like 2 foot taller than she is. He's around here somewhere. I didn't find him. But so anyways, just share a bit with the group.
Hello, can they hear me? They can hear me, but they no. Okay, so this is a little bit weird speaking to somebody who can't answer you. Well, yes, it's correct. Like he said, we started in Norway exactly 6 years ago when NECAN opened, and the reason we started with NECAN was that my husband Morten, he a couple of years prior to this, he had had some very good product experiences from the NECAN products. A couple of years earlier, he went to a fair in Dallas, and he bought some products for his own health. He was actually He had to take depression pills, sleeping pills, a lot of other normal treatments because of he was totally burned out. The products helped him so tremendously, and well, even if you like a product, it doesn't mean that you would like to sell it. So we didn't think more about it until a couple of years later when somebody called us from actually the person that he bought the products from in the U.S. And they said that Nikkin were going to open the market in Norway and they wanted to sign us in. And we said no, because we had our hands full of other things. We were already working around the clock. That was one of the reasons why my husband was so stressed out also in the beginning. But to end a long story, it ended up with us signing up, and we went gold the first month. Within 2 months, we broke platinum. We went diamond in exactly 2 years, and after 2 years and 9 months, we broke Royal Diamond. Actually, we had been living from our knitting business from the very first day. Really, really good living. And 2 years ago, we were talking about why don't this business grow just in the sky as we did in the beginning. And we saw that one of the things we were lacking was the duplication. And that's when Pathfinders came into our life. So 2 years ago, my husband heard about Pathfinders through our upline, Greg Looney, and he went to showcase there in Austin, and he liked what he saw, and he brought it back to Norway, and we started working with translating and adapting things to the European market. And for 2 years now we have been working with the Pathfinder system, and it's really something. If you want success, you should really follow the system as it is. Don't twist it, don't do anything different, just trust the system. We have had so many hundreds and hundreds of distributors in actually all over Europe now using this system, and it really, really works. So just trust yourself and just do whatever it takes. If you really want to do something for the world and for people, this is what you're supposed to do. Because, people are suffering all over the place, and we have something, we have the solution, either for the health or the wallet. So, yeah, I don't know what more to say. I think it's very weird not to have anything, any answers back. So I feel like I'm talking to myself here, and people around me are standing and laughing. So, okay. Nice speaking with you, maybe. I hope I will see some of you one time. Thank you.
Thank you, Cecil. And we're going to have her back and her husband, Morten, eventually, because these guys have... Oh man, they're just truly wonderful. We've got Anne Rooney next. I'm sorry, and she's been around Nikkin for a while. And first summit, second summit, third. This is second. So, Anne, share with the group what you're going to walk away with, and what was the most impactful. Obviously, you're going to brag about your son and what he said or didn't say yesterday, Greg Rooney, and he was supposed to be with us on the call, but nobody can seem to find him this morning. But Anne, what are you going to, if you had to boil it down to one experience or one thing that was shared, what are you going to walk away with and take back to your team to Tacoma, Washington?
Well, what I have to share with is that you want to get with Pathfinders, first of all. It's a great team to follow with. It's not leaving anybody behind. A great program. And also, what they had a system of saying, 100% that you do with your time, 80% out sponsoring, 19% doing online training, and 1% helping people with their problems. But you want to do 80% prospecting, and that is the name of the game. You got to get out there and keep going with it. We have a tool now. We have so much going with the Pathfinders, a program that we can follow where we can get people that will not be left behind, which in the past, I've been with this 14 years, and we did a lot of other programs, and they don't compare to what I have gotten out of Pathfinder and out of this summit this time. Real great. Pat, Rick and Terry have put together this great program, and I would advise all of you to really look into Pathfinders. If you think this is a business that's for you, you want to go ahead and keep going and follow what they have with the tools, the Pathfinder Mission Sequence Guide, getting on the accountability calls, doing all of that, because this is what we need to go forward with this business. And with the technology that Nikon has and they're coming up with, it's going to be a dynamo the next 2 years. So don't miss this, and don't think that you're going to wait and maybe do it later. Get in and do it now, and just even if it's a few hours a week, get in and do this business, because it's going to explode. And someday I might get to meet all of you people.
Thank you so much, Anne, and I really, really appreciate what everybody said, and I'm so excited because I get to go back and listen to the call, because I've been wandering around here in the lobby and I've missed everything that Cecil just shared and everything that Jerry shared beforehand. But I've got in front of me now Anne Rooney and her and her husband, background in Shackley and Mahoney. What did I say? I said Rooney. Yeah. I've got Anne Mahoney now. I'm sorry, for Kentucky. And Mary Kay. Why did I think you guys were in Shackley? That's okay. I won't hold that against you anymore. Never were. So she doesn't know about Herblax or Basic L or any of those things. Dave and Ann. Dave is a clinical psychology degree and had to practice for a long, long time and then walked away from that to do Nikon full time. You guys have been at a summit before. You had a great team of people up on the stage yesterday. So why don't, Ann, rather than share some of your words of wisdom, share some of your words of wisdom from your team, because that's what really was mind-boggling about seeing the diamonds on stage, and it wasn't the great things that they said, but what everybody else said. So, Ann, take it away.
Well, good morning, everybody, and I think it's wonderful that you're all on this call. I was very excited yesterday, not because we were going to be up there. What was so wonderful was having our team up there. And what our team talked about was, you know, in order to really advance in this business, a lot of us have to change something. We have to change something within ourselves in order to truly, I think, be successful. Some of you may have already changed some of these things. You know, we come into this world and we have, you know, nothing has been given to us other than an empty brain. And then everything is programmed in, and so many times we get so many negatives programmed in, and we learn to turn those around and be positive, but we don't realize how many things stick with us that are not valuable, things people have told us. Maybe it has shaken our confidence. And so what our team talked about was the things that we need to change in order to really be who we want to be. And so it's important to look inside of you and say, what do I not like about what's going on in my life and what I'm doing, and where do I want to be? Aspire to somebody that you admire that is where you want to be, and look at the qualities that they have. It doesn't mean you have to chase them down or find out, but, you know, emulate them. Emulate the qualities that you see them having. You know, if you want to be a Royal Diamond, become a Royal Diamond in your head first by changing the things that you might see that are holding you back that could make a difference in what you could change that will move you forward. It may be attitude. It may be some of the things that you read in books and the tapes. And the Pathfinder program has introduced us to so many wonderful tapes and books and direction for us to look at the changes that we can make within ourselves and building the confidence. And being here at the Pathfinder program, the summit, has really had an impact on so many people who are at the levels of bronze and silver and gold, because they're up there on stage talking about what they're doing, and it has built their confidence to see other people come up to them and say, wow, that was really awesome to see you up there. What you said was important to me. And it starts to give you confidence that, you know, you really, everybody has something that they can offer to other people. And I think that that's what this business is all about, is that we are helping other people grow and become the better human being that they really were meant to be, but maybe have been held back by certain things. So I just encourage all of you to do the things that will help you grow, help you be who you want to be, face the things like the fears or the things that you know are holding you back. And if you need to call someone to ask how to do that, you can call any of the people that are at the higher levels to find out, how do I become a diamond if I have this kind of a challenge or that kind of a challenge? Because all of those are just simply maybe looking through a different looking glass and seeing how you can focus on it differently, and it'll change it. It's exciting. It is truly exciting. This is an opportunity of a lifetime to really be what we learn in humans being more training, be the best that you can be. Be the best person that you are within yourself and who you really, that you can walk around proudly and represent who you really truly are. So thanks for listening, and have a great weekend and a great life. Bye.
Thank you so much, Anne, and I've saved the best for last. Brand new to Pathfinders. Cindy Smith is from Maine. What city in Maine again?
Fairfield.
Fairfield, Maine. And this is her first experience here, and the gal that introduced her to Niken is no longer. She just introduced her, and then, well, she found out about Pathfinders, and here she is. So can you share with the group what you're going to walk away with? And you guys, this gal has just been sharing, while Anne has been talking, Cindy's been sharing with me her testimony about coming off of a roof and what Niken products have done to bring her back and get you on your feet. And so we're going to bring her back and let her take, you know, hijack the whole entire call in a good way. But Cindy, share with the group, what are you going to walk away with from this event?
Well, hey, everybody. Austin, Texas is probably one of my favorite places, and I just discovered that. Wow, what do I come away with? I'm a bigger person. I'm just so enlarged by, if that's not the proper word, but I'm just so excited and so passionate. And I thought I was passionate before, meeting the people, hearing their stories, hearing every story that I thought I couldn't hear a different story that Niken had changed their lives. But what I will come away with is the team effort and the Pathfinders path is the only way to walk if you're going to grow your business. And the reason why is because what Rick and Terry have done and have taken so much time to develop. I didn't take it real seriously before this, before coming here. You know, I kind of half-heartedly, followed the ignition sequence. That's changed. I am definitely following ignition sequence. I'm going to be following this whole process, and I know what this will bring me. The end of this path will be that I'll see you in Mexico in October because of what I have learned here. In these last few days, right now I'm standing here and here with Vance, and Vance can testify that I've got my hair on my arms are standing up so as tall as I can stand because again the energy from this place and these people and what I have learned is going to help me help so many more people because I have tracks to follow, tracks that successful people before me have already walked, and I can't wait to walk behind them and beside them. So I thank you so much for listening to me. I do have an incredible story that I'd love to share with you sometime. I have my brain back from thanks to a wellness home due to a bad fall, and I was told I was not going to get any better. So Pathfinders is the only way, and I'm going to bring a lot more people with me to Texas next year. So thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you, Cindy, and I will attest, she does have goosebumps, not because it's chilly in this room, it's just that she's pretty jazzed up and excited. So, gang, I want to encourage you. There's been so much shared on the call, and hopefully you took notes, and if not, you can always go back and hear the recording at growingandwellness.com. And I would encourage you as well, if you've never logged on to www.pathfinders.biz, again, that's pathfinders.biz. You can hear or you can see all the information there. You can download that all for free. It's not just another system. It's not just another program. It is a guide that will take you, if you're really serious about what Niken wants to do for you, both physically and financially, this is the way to go. And some of the stories that you're going to hear from people in the next few months, the top sponsors, the amount of silvers that are being broken because they're utilizing this track, as Cindy just shared, it is a track to run because people have already done it. And what Ann Rooney was sharing about the 80-19 and 1% principle, 80% of your time spent prospecting, 19% working with your people and showing them the way to go, and then 1% doing some problem solving. Most of us, and I will have to say I'm in there pointing the finger back at myself, we're guilty of not spending enough time doing what we should be doing as wellness consultants. We had a brand new guest with us here that I had lunch with yesterday that was even evaluating at this point. And Jim Curry hooked her up, and we had the two of us had lunch with some other people, and to see her excitement at the end of the day, and she was only here for the afternoon because she got caught in traffic, but to see her excitement at the end of the day after hearing some of the stories, we're talking stories that, well, I know they'll get them edited and they'll make them available, that what they called the power of Nikan. People that were told they would never walk again. People that were told that they're going to be hooked up to these machines for the rest of their life. And these are people that are in their teens and their 20s. We're not talking about elderly people in an assisted living facility. But hearing their stories and then hearing Bob Richards and Arjean share last night, incredible, absolutely incredible. So I encourage you. We're half past the hour. I want to get in and hear Edwin, so I'm going to wish you guys a wonderful weekend, and again, encourage you, if you're looking for a path to run on, the next Pathfinder cycle will kick off the beginning of May. If you're not part, if your upline's not leading a team, or if you need a leader, Dad, Mom, and I, Denny Shar, and Vance Rogers, would be happy to lead you. We call it the Mighty Trio, and we have an interesting style of leadership, but we'd love to have anybody on board that's serious about doing it. And if you go on the website again, you'll see what the Pathfinder One program is all about. And I know we sound like an elongated commercial, but you've heard not just my perspective, but several others. And I think you've got a reason to take a look at it. So have a wonderful weekend. And again, don't forget, next weekend we'll have the gold that are going to show you how to get to Mexico on the call. So we will talk to you next week. And again, if you've got somebody that you think need to hear this, or you wanted to go back and write down some notes that you might have missed, www.growingandwellness.com. And the recording will probably be up in a few days, and you can hear all the details. So have a great weekend, you guys. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you soon.